If you want to learn about Hawaii families, listen to the children. That's what Lee Cataluna did for her 2016 book, Ordinary Ohana. In the simple language of kids, it tells stories of cousins, aunties, and Hanai siblings, family gatherings, school fundraisers, and high school graduations, all the ways that we define ohana in Hawaii. The stories inspired her to craft a play for the Honolulu Theater for Youth, Ordinary Stories from an Ordinary Ohana. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Lee.
Thank you so much for having me here, Chris.
My pleasure. You know, this. I was looking at your book, Ordinary Ohana, today, and there's a kind of a purity to the language that kids use because it's a simple vocabulary that says a lot. Is that the way it seemed to you when you put that book together?
Sort of. One of the things I did do was, you know, this is it's a first person narrator and it's a kid, mm-hmm. but he is kind of a well spoken kid, you know, and I think kids today do have a grasp of the language that's fairly sophisticated.
It can surprise you.
Yeah, so you know it is simple, but he doesn't falter.
But it never reads to me, Lee, like an adult writing in. As a kid.
Thanks, I think, said the professional writer.
As soon as I said that, I thought, I'm not sure that came out right.
Why did I go to grad school for this?
But, you know, as a writer, when things sound and feel too written,
right.
It's a bridge too far.
Yes, yeah? And nobody really enjoys reading that. So, yes, thank you, I guess. Sure.
Well, no, it was definitely intended as praise.
Okay.
But, you know, I have an Auntie Angie who isn't an auntie. She's mm-hmm. my mom's partner and my second mom. And there's lots of, in this particular book, and I'm figuring in the play, there are stories of families that are made aside from the traditional mom, dad, buddy, and sis outline.
That is the truth of 2017.
Yeah.
You know, you go into almost any classroom, and if you ask kids, you know, draw a picture of your family, you wouldn't get the stick figure of, you know, mom, dad,
yeah.
you know, 1.5 kids, whatever.
Right.
You might, but there would be variations on that. And I think at this point in time, we're past the idea that that's not normal,
mm-hmm.
that's somehow exceptional. That's ordinary. You know, people being raised by just a mom or just a dad or two dads or two moms or
yeah.
grandma or auntie or my foster mom or mm-hmm. or whatever.
That's a fairly recent shift, though, in society, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I mean, maybe I'm just being old, but, you know, when I was a kid, we watched Ozzie and Harriet and the Donna Reed Show, and they gave us this picture of the American family behind the white picket fence, you know, mom, dad, buddy, and sis.
Right.
And that was a family. And if you didn't fit into that niche, you might not, you know.
And then how did you feel if you didn't fit into that niche? I mean, you yourself didn't fit into that.
I didn't fit into that niche
yeah.
as a kid. And, yeah, I knew I wasn't in an Ozzie and Harriet home. Let's
right.
put it that way, right?
You turned out okay.
Well, let's hope so. But the whole idea of, I think if you go back to that generation, there was a certain pressure to be in a family that obeyed a traditional form and feeling that something was a little strange if you didn't.
And if you didn't, to have to explain
yes.
why. And
that's right.
I wanted to have a child narrator, a first-person child narrator,
mm-hmm.
Just introduce his family without explaining.
Yeah.
Because that's his ordinary, and he's very happy. And so to take the book and turn it into a play,
yeah.
You know, to bring action and drama and fun and movement to that, it's these stories kind of come to life
mm-hmm.
Where you realize this child's ordinary ohana is actually not ordinary at all, although it may reflect, you know, your family or your neighbor's family or whatever. But it's very loving. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's very loving. And the power is with the child to say, this is my family. This is who loves me and who I love. And that's what makes it ordinary.
You know, I always felt, Lee, in coming to Hawaii a long time ago, that I was coming to a place where the non-traditional family was better understood than other places that I had lived. I don't know if that's true across the board or just an individual experience. But it has always seemed to me that, you know, just the fact that you're talking about Ohana, not using the English word family, but Ohana, it's something a little bit different right away. You know that that's going to be something different than the...
Yeah, I think Ohana is a really inclusive idea that goes beyond blood relation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people that you've called auntie your whole life. And then sometimes you forget, oh, wait, we're not actually related. That's just my mom's friend from high school. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, she's family, you know, and I love her like family, that kind of stuff.
A Hanai child is a child.
Absolutely.
And I think that's, and maybe that's what I find different about Hawaii society, that the very robust understanding of what Hanai means.
Mm-hmm. My father had a Hanai sister, and she kind of appears both in the book and in the play, although I don't think she would recognize herself. I've changed. I've taken liberties. But his Hanai sister was taken back to her original mother when she was in her teens because she became helpful around the house at that point. But my father always knew her as his tita. Mm-hmm. But she was actually his cousin. So he calls her cousin tita. And then for us, because it's my dad's cousin tita, she's auntie cousin tita. So for the next generation, she would be grandma auntie cousin tita. So grandma auntie cousin tita appears in the play. She's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
Loosely tied to my own auntie cousin tita.
But that just the fact of that designation, you know, you have to have four names for it.
Yes. And she says, and you may call me grandma auntie cousin tita.
It sounds as if you're sort of moving toward the notion that what is it that knits an Ohana together, other than blood?
Yeah.
It sounds as if love is what?
Love and support and understanding and acceptance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it. And how they are together. I think that's a really important thing for a child to say. You know, I've taught writing. I've taught creative writing. And I always say it this way. I've taught creative writing in high school, and I've taught creative writing in a maximum security prison. And the prison was easier. But that's another story.
I'm not entirely surprised to hear that. Yeah, you know.
But the stories that I would read from my students about their family, they were amazing because they were just saying, this is who we are together.
Yeah.
And each child or each student, you know, today's kids are amazing. They felt so empowered to just lay it out there. This is who we are together. And I think when people start to hear family stories, it makes them kind of dig around in their own family stories and remember things that maybe they had forgotten or see things in a different light. That's what I'm sort of hoping that happens as people leave the theater in their car going home, that they start going, you know, that uncle, that reminds me of our Uncle Ed. You remember Uncle Ed?
Uh-huh,
oh, yeah,
uh-huh.
I remember Uncle Ed. And, you know, and the stories start to flow.
That's the beauty of family stories, Lee.
Yep.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Lee Cataluna is the author of Ordinary Stories from an Ordinary Ohana, a Honolulu Theater for Youth production that runs Saturdays until December 16th at the Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu.